me a mission. I got demons to slay. Communication major talking this way. Anxious world. What's going on, everybody? I tell you, it feels so wonderful to say those words. It's been a minute and just been trying to get everything in order, but it feels so good to be back. I'm not one for doing seasons. I've been on season one for like the last 3 years. So I know normally taking a break like this, I would probably say season two, but this is not season two. It's just episode 155. It feels great to be able to start this journey again, you know, taking a break just to get myself right, to get my thoughts right, to just get everything in order for the Anxiety About Anxiety platform. And I feel like I'm at that place again in life. So it's been a while, but I assure you that I'm back. I'm here to stay. I'm here to bring you that motivation that we all need in life to just make it through, you know, bringing those inspirational stories like I once did. I believe it's been, if I'm not mistaken, it's probably been a little over 2 months since I dropped an official episode with a guest. I know I did one about a month and a half ago, just explaining where I've been mentally and where the podcast was headed. And ever since then, I've just been hard at work, just getting new guests, bringing new people on to share their life's journeys with, you know, a mental health struggle or just overcoming their mental health struggles and just helping other people out in general. A lot of therapists, a lot of counselors I have, you know, coming on the show. But I have a really, really special guest today, and his name is Todd Steinberg. He is the CEO of Camuso Design. I hope I said that right. And I wanted to, I guess, premiere or start the podcast off with his story because it resonated with me so much. And I wanted to start the reinvention or the reintroduction of Anxiety About Anxiety with Todd. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him, and not too much because I want Todd, you know, to dive deep into what he does. But first of all, like I said, he's the CEO of Camuso Design, and they have this necklace called The Shift, and he's going to explain the motivation behind why he started his company, and mainly because he once dealt with a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, and he was looking for a way to overcome that stress and anxiety, and lo and behold, he created The Shift. And it's basically understanding your breathing, because a lot of times the anxiety and the stress can affect our breathing. So if we can get our breathing in order, we can in turn, you know, be our mental wellness will be better. Our mind will be better. We can do better. So he's going to explain the motivation behind starting his company. He's going to talk about his journey, the struggles that he dealt with. And the one thing that resonated with me and hit home with me is towards the end when he talks about being there for your children. He's going to explain that his father passed away early on from being overly stressed. And that is a road he did not want to take because he wanted to be there for his children. And I can relate to that because I'm a highly stressful person. I'm always stressed. And I know that can do harmful things to your health. And just hearing Todd speak about those, you know, just speak about it, just really hit home for me. And it really, it touched my heart. And I reached out to I reached out to Todd and explained to him, like, man, that really hit home for me. And so it's a story I think you all guys will enjoy and need to hear. And I really, you guys go out there, and I'm gonna leave all the descriptions in the, any place that you can go, you know, purchase his product, you know, research it or whatever you want to do. But I encourage you all to go out there and try The Shift. I know it's gonna work wonders for you. He was nice enough to give me a discount code that I can share with you guys. So I will definitely leave that in the description. And yes, Todd, I want to thank you 100 times over for participating and sharing your story. I really appreciate it. And yeah, we back, everybody. I don't want to sit here and talk all day because I can. I promised myself I was going to try to keep these intros to 4 minutes or shorter. I'm already over that, but it's okay because I'm excited. And so without further ado, the title of Todd's episode is We Have a Breathing Problem. And you will figure out why we have a breathing problem. So Todd, thank you again to the Anxious World listeners and fan base. I'm back. Let's keep pushing the envelope. Break that mental health stigma. I'm here to do that with you guys. Let's do it. Yeah, everybody, continue to subscribe, rate, review, tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's make this thing happen. So without a further ado, here's Todd Steinberg. We have a breathing problem. Everybody be safe. Stay blessed, my friends.
Hey, everybody. My name is Todd Steinberg, and I am the co-founder of a brand called Camuso Design. And I wanted to first thank Keith for having me on the show. Anxiety about anxiety. It's what I love to talk about. It's kind of what I've specialized in the past 5 or 6 years. And I want to jump right in and talk about what I have suffered with and how it might be able to help y'all. So as early as I can remember, I have suffered from what I now know is called high functioning anxiety. And it's kind of funny because I never really understood what anxiety was. You know, like, I don't know if anyone can relate, but nobody ever taught me what that is. Nobody ever taught me how to think or how to manage my thoughts or how to check in with myself, why my heart is beating fast or why I stutter sometimes or why I sweat sometimes or, I used to play basketball and I'd be awesome in practice and then I'd get to the game and I would just fall apart. I had stomach issues in high school, had to step out of meetings professionally because of it. But on the outside, everything was cool. Everyone thought that I had it all together. And the craziest part about it is I think I always considered my busy mind, my high processing mind as a strength. You know, like I'm always moving. I'm always thinking. And that's great if you're trying to solve a problem. But if you're constantly trying to solve every different problem, you're never giving your mind that break, you know, that breathing room, that stillness, a chance to just shut the engines down and go to sleep. And that's where it was revealed through trying to fall asleep at night, having to either have a drink or watch TV or have some sort of distraction. And that's when you know something's up. When you need a distraction just to feel calm. So it wasn't until I came across a friend who is a therapist. And meanwhile, I'm, you know, running a business before this business. And it was, everything's going well. I just was constantly disrupted by this thinking issue. So he noticed I was kind of tight. He's like, hey, man, like, I was wondering if you would try this thing that I've try with my clients. It's called a straw breathing technique. And I was like, okay, I'm up for anything. It looks kind of silly, but I'll try it. And he handed me a straw and he said, I want you to breathe through this straw for 2 minutes. And I'll never forget, 30 seconds in, I could feel my heart rate come down. I felt kind of like I was floating. I just felt calmer, like almost immediately. And that's when I was confused about what was going on, right? Like, why am I feeling so much more calm, so much more centered so quickly? And it's because of the way I was breathing. I was actually extending my exhale to like 6, 7, 8 seconds when it's normally like 1 or 2 seconds. And that was my moment. That's when I realized that the way you breathe is connected to the way you think. And this is where I go back to nobody ever taught us this stuff, you know, like, if anybody had ever taught me early on that, you know, you have 50,000 thoughts per day, I mean, just process that real quick. You have 50,000 thoughts per day. And there's a study that showed that 80% of those thoughts are negative. So what are we doing with these thoughts, right? We're just kind of allowing them to happen. They run wild in our mind. And if you're not really, really good at managing which thoughts are kind of nutritious and which ones are destructive, then the destructive thoughts, even the simplest of thoughts, like should I have done this? Should I have done that? What if I do this wrong? What if, you know, like, your mind wanders to the present and to the past. To the future and to the past. It's not in the present. So what I learned is that when those kind of anxious thoughts come along, that sends a signal. Yeah, physiologically sends a signal to your nervous system that speeds up your breathing rate. So think about how you breathe when you're in the gym, you know, when you're really worked up. You're breathing shallow, or you're actually even holding your breath. And what that's doing is it's cueing your nervous system to launch into fight or flight. Like, you're ready to fight, you're ready to run, and you need the adrenaline and cortisol being pumped out in your brain to assist you in that process. But what that's doing is it's like, if you're trying to sleep or talk to somebody or be creative, focus, eat, write an email, right? You're not in the right state of mind to do that. So the words aren't coming out right and you're not feeling settled. Or maybe you got that tightness in your chest, or the tongue's on the roof of your mouth, or you're developing a slight sweat, or your shoulders are kind of, you know, increased or heightened a little bit, or your neck is tight. These are all symptoms of, like, you're probably somewhere in the fight or flight mode. So what I learned was that the opposite of fight or flight mode is rest and digest. And that means that you're activating your parasympathetic nervous system. What that means is basically that you're calm. Everything's fine. It's where you are when you sleep. It's where you are when you're relaxed. And pay attention to your breathing when you're sleeping. Or you can't do that because you're asleep, right? But watch anyone sleeping. They're going to be breathing really slow, really even. And when you're worked up, angry, anxious, or tight, you're breathing unevenly, which means that you're inhaling quickly or exhaling very quickly, or you're holding your breath, which is only causing you to launch into that tense moment. So why can't we live in this rest and digest mode more often? Why can't we be calmer? Well, it goes back to not learning it in the first place. No one was taught to pay attention to their breathing because it just happens automatically, right? Go back to the numbers. You have 50,000 thoughts per day. You also have 23,000 breaths per day. That's a real number. We're taking over 20,000 breaths per day. And if the breaths are tied to the thoughts and your thoughts are anxious, chances are you're probably living in fight or flight mode way more than you should be. And that's what was causing my high functioning anxiety. Was I could deal with it. I was functioning with it. I was able to carry on my life, but it wasn't comfortable and I wasn't enjoying myself most of the day. And I'm talking about my relationship with myself. My thoughts were not where they needed to be because I was tight. So I'm not here today to talk to you about how to control your thoughts, because that's like mission impossible. We can obviously work to improve that relationship. But what if there's a simpler thing we can do? What if there's something easy we can do that can help us come back to a calm state? And if we can't control the 50,000 thoughts, because that sounds really heavy, what if we can control some of our breaths? Right? We can control our breathing. So going back to that crazy meeting I had with my friend, is I was like, whoa, if I can control my breath, then that means I can feel calm whenever I really want, right? Whether I'm about to go into a meeting, whether I'm in an argument with my wife, or I'm trying to sleep at night, or I'm just trying to, you know, be creative or focus on something, I turn to breathing. And the way you breathe matters. I'm sure everyone's told you, like, hey, man, take a deep breath. Everyone knows that. Everyone's been told that. And yeah, theoretically, that's right. But again, no one taught us how to take that deep breath. So what I want to do right now is wherever you are, I want you to sit up straight, relax your shoulders right now, take the tongue off the roof of your mouth, and I want you to inhale through your nose at the count that I'm going to start with real quick. So it's going to be 3, 2, 1, inhale through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it, and I want you to exhale as long as you can. Just let it all out. Try to keep doing that as I talk, and I want you to understand that if you can exhale longer, you're going to feel calmer right now. You're going to feel calmer just because you're paying attention to your breath, first of all, right? Your mind is centered on the present moment and your body. The second thing is your exhale is actually causing your state of mind to shift. And it's amazing because this is all science. I'm not making this up. Please feel free to Google any of this. It's called straw breathing, right? And it kicks your nervous system into a calmer state of mind. So whenever you need to feel calmer, you can use this technique. Now, with me, I was armed with this information. I was like, okay, great. I know that I can use my breath now to feel calm. But I wasn't doing it. And that's because breathing's automatic. You don't have to think about it. So I was still running around tight. And every now and then I would use my breath to calm down. But if you're really going to commit to changing yourself, if you're going to do something habitually, it's got to be every day. And if you don't do it every day, it's going to fall off. And you know that, you know, working out or journaling or whatever habit you're trying to practice, it has to be every day. You know, it's like, why do you brush your teeth twice per day? Everyone does that religiously, right? No matter what, you're brushing your teeth twice a day. Because that's your, what, your oral care, right? Like you're taking care of your teeth. But what are we doing for our mind? Twice a day or once a day? What, like scrolling through Instagram or maybe working out or doing yoga or journaling or going for a walk? All those are positive things, but are you doing that consistently? Because if you're not, that means that you're not taking advantage of the opportunity. So what I did was I said, look, I'm gonna take charge of my health. I'm gonna take charge of my mental health. I'm going to do that by doing something really simple, which is breathing better. And if I breathe better, everything else gets easier because I'm able to think more clearly. And if I can think more clearly, I can feel better. And it's like, whoa, you know, that saying of, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, if I can breathe better to feel better, then everything else around me gets easier. My relationships, my sleep patterns, my work improves. I feel calmer. I feel more at peace. I'm probably better to be around. I'm a better friend to myself, better around my kids, better around my wife. I mean, you name it, it affects everything. It raises that mood up. So what we did was, is I said, okay, if I'm not going to remind myself, because it's impossible, I'm not going to set, you know, 15 different alarms in my phone. I don't want any more interruptions with my notifications on my phone as possible, right? Like we already get an average of 150 notifications a day on our phone. The last thing we need is another, you know, alarm going off. So my wife is a fashion designer. And at the time it was like, hey, like this straw breathing thing works, but I'm not going to carry a straw around in my pocket. I'm just not going to do it. So what can we do to develop a tool, like a meditational tool, a breathing tool that we're actually going to use? So we designed this tool called a Shift, and it's a necklace. And it's like a minimalist design. It's really easy to wear. It looks like just like a cool little bar necklace, and you wear it and it's an actual breathing device. You breathe through it and it slows your exhale. It's really simple. There's no tech involved. There's no like feedback to your phone or, you know, or any of that. Nothing being monitored, nothing judging you. It's just a simple tool that you can use multiple times a day to develop that better breathing habit. And it's going to force you to do it because you're wearing it. Because you have that weight around your neck, you're going to use that to breathe better in the morning, breathe better in the afternoon, breathe better at night. And this is what it looks like, guys. Like you wake up, instead of reaching for your phone, you're reaching for this tool because it sets the intention for the day. And while that sounds nice and, you know, rosy, it means something because instead of launching into what, like 20 different notifications of email and text messages and notifications from all these different apps we have, it overloads your mind. You're starting the day wrong. You're not supposed to do that. So if you start your day with 5 deep breaths, now you're getting your mind ready. Because you know stress is going to come, right? Anxiety is going to hit you. It's just, you know, that bus is never late. So when you're getting your mind prepared for that stress, you can handle it better. So that's a preventative breath, right? And then as stress starts to hit later in the day, maybe you're in the car and there's traffic or your kids are screaming or whatever's happening, you just reach for it right around your neck and you're like, all right, I need 2 minutes. And you're just breathing through it. That thing is silent. No one's going to hear it. And you're extending your exhale. Again, going back to that 4 in and 8 out, you're doing that 5 times in a row. And after that 4th or 5th breath, you're going to feel better. Physiologically and neurologically, there are things happening through the vagus nerve that are triggering the right things to happen, right? Like less cortisol, which is that stress hormone, and more of the happy chemicals, serotonin, melatonin, that are, you know, washing over your body to make you feel better. So instead of just kind of glazing over the stress of, I just got this text message and it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. All right, breathe. right? You're going to feel a lot better about that message or about that situation when you're breathing through it the right way. And the necklace helps you do that. So we started this company. It's called Komuso Design. That's K-O-M-U-S-O Design. And it was actually, the name was inspired by these 17th century monks, which my wife and I were at this art walk, and this guy was selling these flutes, and we started talking to him. This is like a few days after I had experienced this straw breathing technique. And he's like, yeah, there's these monks that used to use this flute as a meditational tool. And it was like, wait a second, that's kind of similar. It made me think of the straw breathing tool. And so we called the company Komuso as a tribute to the monks living a lifestyle of meditation and stillness. They're called the monks of nothingness, right? Their intention was to have a clear mind. And we took that of like the ancient inspiration and we married it with the straw breathing technique, which is just modern science, right? It's nothing complicated, but we figured people probably wouldn't carry a flute with them all day. So at least I wouldn't. But I would wear a necklace and I would use that necklace. And because I used that necklace, it ended up building this habit of better breathing. And because I was breathing better, again, I was sleeping better. I was writing better. I was talking to myself in a better way. I was just a happier person, right? And I don't think the goal is to be happy, but the goal is to just achieve more peace, because the peace can allow you to go wherever you need to go and get more of that flow state to kind of be yourself more. So we started the business as Komuso. We both quit our jobs and we said, let's go all in on this, because if it can work for us, because we're not monks, scientists, doctors, experts in anything. We were just looking for a simple and practical way to deal with stress and anxiety. Because to this point, I haven't seen anything else other than having to be somewhere, like climbing a mountain or being in an ocean or having music playing or incense or something to influence my thoughts that was outside of myself. I didn't want to depend on that. That's a crutch. So I was like, you know what? Maybe there's something that I can do within myself, and it's breathing. And because you have the necklace, it sets you up as a habit. You don't have to be anywhere to use it. You don't have to have a Wi-Fi signal or be at the beach at sunset, you know, or have your favorite song playing or have complete silence around you. Your breath can get you to where you want to feel anytime you need it. And that's what's so brilliant about breathing. And it's like, not many people talk about it because it's such a simple concept, right? Well, I already know how to breathe. Like, you know, what's next? What's the next pill I can take? Or what's something that I can do that's even easier than that? But I'm here to tell you, man, the answer is right under your nose. It's always been there. We just never had the opportunity to experience it because, again, no one taught us. It's not a lesson that we've ever learned. So we call it fashion wellness because you're wearing something that, you know, it's close to your heart. It means something. It's a commitment to living a mindful lifestyle. And it's easy. You don't have to practice it. You don't have to be good at it. You're already doing it. But I implore you, like, whether or not you get our necklace, and I hope that you do, but if you don't, start paying attention to your breath. Okay, I know that it's hard to work on the thoughts. I know that it's hard to change your state of mind or to reverse that feeling of stress or anxiety. But if you can work on your breath, you're going to feel better. And even if you feel like 10% better, isn't that better than where you were like 10 seconds ago? This is something that you can easily do, but it's how you do it. So if you want to calm down, make sure that you're extending your exhale further. Okay, and all that is like pretend like you're blowing a candle out. And our necklace, if you want more information on it, it's simply just go to, you could just Google Komuso. It's K-O-M-U-S-O. The necklace is called The Shift. And it's all about breathing, guys. It's something that we have gotten reviews from people that I never expected. We have athletes, professional athletes. We have singers. We have moms. We have grandparents. We have students who are in college saying, this saved me because I was so stressed out about my test or social anxiety. We've had people, like actors going into auditions that have used it. We have people that use it to fall asleep at night because it's a physical tool. We have people that have been able to quit smoking. Any of you that are vaping or smoking, please stop. This tool will help you do that because it's physical, because you're using it to extend your exhale, to breathe better. And I'm going to ask you the next time you take a smoke break, make it a breathing break, because that breathing break is what's going to actually make you feel better than nicotine. Is only going to like jack up your heart rate and, you know, put chemicals, harmful chemicals into your body. So this tool is really, we didn't design it for that, but man, it's helping so many people in so many different areas because everyone feels that pressure. Everyone feels those expectations, right? Especially if you have a family or if you depend on your business to pay the bills, or if you're just kind of coming into anxiety, like going back to my childhood, man, I wish someone had just sat me down for 5 minutes and been like, look, you don't need Xanax, you don't need the medication, you just need to breathe better. And if you're breathing better, you're going to immediately reverse whatever that feeling is. You're going to get looser and calmer and enter that flow state, or just feel a little bit better so that you start to get that momentum to do more. So, you know, this is it's really, I feel blessed to be in this to have this opportunity to talk to people, because I know that I'm affecting other people's lives in a way where without this knowledge, I wouldn't be able to do it. And because it happened to me, and I'm so grateful for that, I was able to pivot out of it. And going back to my childhood again, like, I grew up with a dad who was constantly stressed. So kind of inherited that gene, maybe, and maybe some of you can relate to that. He was always worried about money and business and all these different things. And he died young of a heart attack. And I remember thinking, I don't want to be in that position where my son loses his dad early because he didn't know how to control stress or anxiety. So, you know, I have two kids. I want to be around as long as I can for them, and to make sure that I'm just, you know, a good dad, and that they have me in their lives. But that involves me taking care of myself. And there's so much pressure on fathers, any of you out there that are taking care of kids, to be a role model, right? Going back to Charles Barkley saying, I'm not a role model. Yeah, well, as dads, we are, right? So we got to be doing the right things. We have to be leading by example. And if that leading means that you're tight and they can feel that, energy, they can feel that tension, what is that doing for them? It's teaching them to be that way, whether they realize it now or in the future. And I realize it. I realize it kind of late in the game, but I'm glad I caught it, because if I didn't catch it, then, you know, maybe I'd be in the same situation as my dad with the high cholesterol, high blood pressure. I mean, heart disease is still the number one killer in the United States. So get yourself right. Get your breath right. And I hope that with this message, or even with our tool, that we're able to give you guys, you know, some breathing room and a kind of a safer space to feel good, to feel a little bit calmer, so that everything else gets better. But I'm just so happy to be, you know, a part of a podcast like this. Anxious anxiety about anxiety is my specialty. So my name is Todd, and if any of you have any questions about my experience or about Komuso, feel free to email me. It's just Todd, T-O-D-D, at KomusoDesign.com. And I'll leave you with this message. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, your breath is going to help you. And I hope you develop that habit, because it's worth it. And your life is worth living in a calmer way. So wishing everyone a very calm day, and many success to everyone in the future. Thanks.